We're bringing the IoT show at Microsoft Build, where we did tons of announcements for Azure IoT. Let's go walk through the IoT booth and talk to some of the PMs and devs about these latest announcements. Thanks for watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. We're here at Microsoft Build 2019. I'm in front of the IoT booth, and we have Pamela with us today. Pamela,
hey,
how
Olivier.
Are you doing?
Doing great. We've been hacking all day long.
So what do you have going on here?
So we are running the IoT Hackspace. The IoT Hackspace, we have five different hands-on labs where developers can get first early look into different hardware, to different new offerings that we have. So we're having a lot of fun here.
So typically, how are developers actually taking what we're offering? So they're developing with Azure IoT Edge, Azure Sphere, tons of things.
Yeah.
What has been the reaction from developers?
They're super excited, just being able to get their hands on things. I also think a lot of the developers have been giving feedback about, this is the first time they played with Azure IoT Central, and that it's super easy to get started with.
Okay.
And since every lab, we've had a different type of hardware, it's amazing to see that experience with different types of hardware, and when you connect it to Azure IoT Central, how quickly it is to still get up and running.
Awesome.
Yep.
Always good to connect with developers.
Yep.
We're going to talk about other things, IoT, in a minute. Thanks, Pamela.
Bye,
talk to you soon. See you guys.
Bye.
Let's go, guys. So here we have like all these developers doing these hacks. We have tons of hardware, cameras, and actual sensors, and so forth. And actually, some of these sensors are connected to IoT Edge devices. So here we have the IoT Edge booth, and we have Dave. Dave.
Hi there.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Very tired.
So what do you have going on here?
So we've actually got three things that we're kind of highlighting here.
Yeah?
We've got, essentially on the demo board, we've got a Lenovo server that's running on the edge.
Okay.
Where it's got a pretty beefy GPU attached to it.
Okay.
So it's running an ML model.
Uh-huh.
That is 16 dumb video streams all at once.
On one machine.
On one machine.
So what makes it possible? Because actually running machine learning is hard. Here we're talking about running machine learning on an actual IoT device, right?
Yes. So we've already got the model defined.
Yeah.
And all we are doing is we've defined the model and we're bringing that down as an ML module on the edge. And that's really kind of what the feature that we provide for people is the ability to take an ML model that you've defined up in the cloud and bring it down to the edge.
Okay.
And have it run with a lower latency, so you're not dragging everything up to the cloud. You've reduced the amount of data that's going up to the cloud. You've also got a higher performance because everything's local
on-premises.
So
IoT Edge is that platform that allows us to do that. There's another announcement as well. I think we already demoed that in an IoT show, which is about being running on Kubernetes. So
yes.
A cluster of devices
here.
Yes,
this is the same cluster of devices that's on the show.
Okay.
That we had, and it's mostly here for show right now because my networking's not working very well.
The perks of being at an event live, right?
Yes. So this would be a bare metal cluster.
Okay.
So we've got four commodity devices that are running a Kubernetes cluster.
Okay.
And that Kubernetes cluster, then we can actually take this IoT Edge runtime and run that as part of the Kubernetes cluster.
Okay.
So you get the same functionality of Azure IoT Edge that you'd have on a regular device, but now it's running a Kubernetes cluster, which gives us
all the benefits of
a Kubernetes cluster, like high availability, the ability Kubernetes can manage the modules, the health of the modules for us.
Awesome.
And I also got another thing that we're featuring, which is the Custom Vision AI camera, which has been generating a lot of excitement. And this is a product that actually runs IoT Edge locally on
the device. So that's a dev kit.
That is the dev kit.
Yeah.
That's the thing, and it's running Azure IoT Edge.
Awesome. And you can actually build your own cognitive service model, vision cognitive service model, export them, have them run on that camera to do fancy things with the images.
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Plenty of announcements on IoT Edge. We'll get some more right now on IoT Central. Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Good to have you here.
Yeah.
So here we are in front of the Azure IoT Central booth. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, it's been really exciting because on Monday we showed the Starbucks partnership, which is really exciting to see them using Central.
Yep.
So we've had a lot of excitement and people stopping by the booth. And here we have this demo of an avocado farm.
Okay.
So we have these couple of real devices here that are just sending data, as you can see. We have a couple new things that people are really excited about as well.
The char?
So,
the char?
Like this is some customization abilities.
Okay.
So
yep.
You can customize now to say like this is our Haas avocado farm application.
You can apply your own branding when you're
yep.
building an IoT Central
yep,
application.
Exactly.
Now. Nice. Okay.
We also have, let's see. So when I'm going into some of my device templates,
yep.
we now have different rules for actions, and we have embedded flow
okay.
here. So now you can access and build out
so
your Microsoft
Flow. So now you're editing Microsoft Flow within your IoT
yes.
Central application. Nice,
yeah, yeah.
love it.
We also have been talking a lot about plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working really closely with a bunch of the plug and play stuff
cool.
and are excited to see some of that will start coming in here soon
nice.
As well.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be like a full end-to-end experience for,
yeah.
for onboarding your devices into your IoT application, IoT Central being the application itself.
Yeah.
And then plug and play allowing you to seamlessly connect your devices, customize the IoT Central app. This story is starting to actually close and being ready.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it.
It's
awesome,
exciting.
Sarah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to go check out actually plug and play down there. See you there. And we are now at the Azure IoT Hub. Britton, how are
Hi.
You, man?
Olivia, good to see you.
Good
Happy
to see
conference.
You, too. So what's going on with IoT Hub these days?
We have so much going on. What I think we should probably talk about with the audience, though, is IoT Plug and Play.
Yes, you announced.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, kind of.
It's been in a few places.
It is.
Yeah. And really what that's about is our simplification of IoT. It's a big theme and push for us on both the platform
yeah.
and IoT Central. We focused a lot on the solution side with Central.
Correct.
It's making it simple and easy to add your solution and get that mm-hmm. running without knowing a lot of the internal details.
Yeah.
What we haven't solved and are going to start to solve is the device problem.
Yeah.
So do you know about this device problem?
Yeah, devices are hard to do, right? It's like the code on the device is hard, but also all these various devices are sending their own type of data in their own formats. You have to make sense of them in the cloud, and it's kind of hard.
Right. So embedded developments is hard. Also, it's locked to the solution. You develop
yeah.
it once. It's kind of with that solution and that customer. You can't
yeah.
reuse it. Plug
yeah.
and play intends to really help solve that.
So
really,
how?
If you look at this slide,
yeah.
you want that. And by the way, what's beneath that is
uh-huh.
the code you want to write. Right?
Correct.
This is the code
yep.
you don't want to write.
Exactly.
And
yep.
what we're doing is you as a developer making sure you can write the things that drive your business, make your clients and your bosses happy.
Okay.
So let's take a look.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Show us a bit what to expect or what developers
okay.
should expect.
So it all starts with certification.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a sneak peek here. This is actually live. Let me jump over to it. So PowerPoint's not helping out here. Got a. Okay, so if we look here at the device catalog, you'll see at the front page, so catalog.azureiotsolutions.com.
Okay, so that's live now.
It's live now. If you
okay.
go to the front page, we prioritize what we're calling certified ready devices for plug and play. So plug and play isn't released,
yeah.
but we have 17 launch partners.
You have to expect
you
this
got the
logo.
Logo,
right?
17
still
launch
logo.
Partners, about 26 devices. Now you can go and you can view the device.
Yeah.
So I have this one here. Olivia, you're going to help me with that.
Okay.
And what you'll notice in these pages that are plug and play enabled are certified ready.
Okay.
Is that you can actually see what we call a capability model. So you can
Got
download
it.
This. The capability okay. model is what drives the modeling language that we use for IoT Plug and Play, which is about describing capabilities. As a developer, these are just interfaces.
Okay.
So this device comes with an accelerometer
okay.
and a bunch of things. You're going to describe that. Let's take a look at
okay.
that. So we're going to look over quickly into VS Code.
Okay.
So you can see here it's a JSON LD file. If you know that, it's based on open standards.
Okay.
And you can see here what we're describing. Once we get through just the main device information.
So the name of the device, dash cam something.
And you actually then have a model version
okay.
and a place that identifies the model the firmware of that device supports.
Okay.
And the key thing for developers, as you're going to see here, they're interfaces. So just like
Got
a developing
it.
Concept is for the telemetry, for example, latitude, longitude, altitude, these are just interfaces.
Got it.
What's that mean? What that means is you, as the central developer or the IoT platform developer, can take that file. You can build your application, build your rules,
Got
everything
it.
You need without even having that device.
So basically, as a developer, you know the model, you've been finding that device on that catalog, and you expect that data to come through, right?
That's right. Let me
Got
show
it.
You something even more exciting. So if we jump over to IoT Central, so this is a developer version, this is in our,
okay.
our dev cluster, it's not released. We're releasing
okay.
all the plug-and-play stuff
yeah,
later
yeah.
in the year,
uh-huh.
Including this access here. What you can see here is actually, instead of the modeling capability I had before,
okay.
I see device capability
device
model.
Capability
this is the plug
models.
And play
okay.
JSON file that you have.
Okay.
Here's the same one, this dash cam 801.
Okay.
8010. And you can see I have the same interfaces that I saw
okay.
in the dash cam, but in graphical form. So I can actually use and understand them in IoT Central
and
directly.
And I didn't have to do that manually.
Love
it.
Now, if I go to Device Explorer, I didn't have to create this template. So before, you had to create a template. You had to get every little data stream out. Now I've got it here. And I've got a simulated device. But before you as the developer even purchased that device, you're here reasoning with it. You're seeing the stream going. So go ahead and plug that one in for me.
Let me do that.
So this is one of our launch partners. They've been in our private preview. They've been great, ASCII. And they have this dash cam device that they enabled for plug and play. It's got dual cameras. It runs Android. They developed the plug and play code in our C SDK. So plug and play is not something new you have to learn. If you know IoT Hub and you know the device code, our SDK family, you'll get updated SDKs that'll let you take advantage of plug and play.
Got it.
So this guy will power on. You can see a little bubble here. It'll say starting.
Okay.
With Android, it takes a little while to start here.
So we'll certainly cut that part right here.
We can do a bunch of cuts, right? Especially on this.
Yeah.
And here you see the little bubble that says that the IoT, the cloud agent, is starting.
Yeah.
So that's running the CSDK, connecting to DPS, getting provisioned into IoT Central, this app that we see here. That exchange then between the device and the service that actually sends, this is my model.
Okay.
It finds the model that we've uploaded here. And once it has the connection established, sometimes with the dev version of IE, we have to do a manual refresh here. Without you touching device code,
let's go.
Take a little while. Back to our dashboard. Without you touching the device code,
the device just appeared there.
You have it there.
And it knew, IoT Central knew where to put it in the application because
knew
of the plug
and play
model.
If I created a dashboard, the dashboard would work. That device is ready to go. Plug and play.
Plug and play.
You with Central,
literally.
With plug and play and a supported device out of our Azure certified product, you're ready to go with no code.
Awesome. Britton,
all right.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
See you later.
Bye.
Let's go see some other intelligent edge here. We're going to go onto that fixtures shop. And we have Angie here. And Angie is going to tell us everything about this intelligent edge solution here. Excuse me. Hey, Angie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what's going on here?
So what we've got here is a solution developed in collaboration with Kroger and Sunrise Technologies that allows us to detect out-of-stock events in a store.
Okay.
So say I'm going into a store and I want to get something, say I want some frosted shredded wheat.
Yeah.
But someone comes ahead of me and takes the last one.
Yes.
That's kind of sad. Now I don't have any snacks.
Yep.
And so retailers lose 8% of their sales because people like me walked up, tried to find something, and it wasn't there.
And they just walk away.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you don't know as a store manager until someone actually manually comes and visualizes and sees that and actually fixes it. Right?
Exactly. Someone has to walk the shelf and make a note and get something done.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we've done is we've got the system that uses this commodity camera found in the store. And again, if I grab something, again, you know, it picks the last one and you can see the out-of-stock event. It's added another out-of-stock event. And then an alert.
It's an instant.
Yeah, exactly. It's a less than half a second to get the processing done.
Okay.
And then that's not the best part. So these, the software can tie these coordinates to the planogram of the store down to the inch. And they can say, oh, we noticed that you're out of frosted flakes or frosted shredded wheat, and send an alert to a worker's phone to bring those specific products out of the back room and restock them.
Got it. Easy.
Easy.
Easy for the store manager and so on. What's the technology? You talked about the camera here.
Yeah.
What's the technology behind what's happening there, right?
Yeah, so what this is again, a regular IP camera, but the entire model and processing is running on what's called a Databox Edge. It's a 1U server that runs IoT Edge that we've actually got running backstage.
Okay.
So we collected the data, trained the model using Azure ML, taking advantage of the hyperscale power of the cloud, and then used IoT Edge to stamp out a deployment on a Databox Edge.
Got it.
And then it all runs locally.
So being local, actually, because you have customer images and so on, you guarantee, you know, the fact that the images are staying on that box in that shop. They don't go out. They're not shared. They're anonymous. And you are able actually to do that thanks to IoT Edge on that box.
Absolutely. Thanks to IoT Edge, we can make sure that, and the Edge, Intelligent Edge, we can make sure that customer data doesn't leave their network if they don't want it to.
So it's pretty impressive, actually, talking about like technology, developers trying technology, and then actually a customer deploying a solution using that technology as demoed here.
Yeah.
Sanjay, it was awesome.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show
today. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Guys, thanks for watching. We're going to have like plenty of things on the IT show coming up. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. See you soon.